أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. وأنزلنا الحديد فيه بأس شديد ومنافع للناس وليعلم الله من ينصره ورسله بالغيب إن الله قوي عزيز. صدق الله العظيم. Guys, before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about two things that come between us and Allah Rabbul Izzat. One is overindulgence in this material world, and the other is difficulty when one does not turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Certainly, we had sent our rasuls, we had sent our prophets bil bayyinat, with the clear signs, the nubuwwat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam was absolutely clear. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam different mu'jizat, different miracles which manifested from time to time to support the claim of being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Bayyinat will also refer to the very, very clear directives that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. And we had revealed, we had sent down with some of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam the kitab, the book, the revelation from Allah Rabbul Izzat. One important aspect that we should bear in mind is that every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not get a kitab, but some Anbiya, or rather maybe most of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam that had come and they had upheld, propagated and preached the shariat of a previous kitab that was sent to a Nabi before them. And hence, one very important aspect that can be drawn out from here is, one is Kitabullah, and one is Rijalullah. One is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the books of Allah Rabbul Izzat, together with the scriptures, the sahifas, etc. But far exceeding that was the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the Rijalullah, and more especially in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif had come down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he acted upon that. Sahaba acted upon his way of life, and that continues. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us that Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, the Rijalullah had also come, the Kitabullah had also come. But together and over and above this, Allah says, وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the mizan. Allah ta'ala sent down the scale or the balance, so that man would uphold justice, or be upright insofar as justice is concerned. Now here, generally the ulama have explained that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not really mean that, like how the kitab had come down via Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam to the various anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, but here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show that Allah had brought the scale, or Allah had brought the balance into vogue, so that man will be able to operate in this world with a great deal of justice. People will be given their rights. People will not be made to be unjust. People will not be made to have zulm upon themselves, but everything will be with justice. Some ulama have explained that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by saying وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the kitab, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chalked out the parameter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put down the guidelines with regards to the rights and the hukuk of others, and all this had come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now when a person is selling or a person is buying, one would be able to measure with justice whatever is being done. And this scale is not only the physical scale that we see, but it will be the rights of others between employers and employees, the rights of husbands and wives, parents and children, and like that every right that one has to fulfill and the obligations that one has to fulfill to the other, all of that will come within the scope of Wal-Mizan al-Yaquma al-Nasu bil-Qist. So it was not only a kitab of words, but in actual fact it was a kitab that chalked out the parameters, chalked out the boundaries of everything. And that is why we will find from time to time Allah Rabbul Izzah saying in the Quran Sharif, Tilka hududullah, these are the hudud, these are the boundaries and the limitations that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had set out. وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. And we had sent down al-hadid, that refers to iron or steel. And here it doesn't mean again that steel rained from the heavens and came down onto this earth. But here Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to show that this is a great creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah Rabbul Izzat kept within the depths of the ground. And all this is the creation of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ. In it there is a very great fight that a person may have with it, a very great force and a very great power that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had kept within it. And here Allah Rabbul Izzat has also shown us the sequence of our Shariat, that first Allah speaks about the Bayyinat, the Rusul, the Anbiya, the Bayyinat, the clear signs. Then the Kitab came down, the parameters of the Shariat had been chalked out by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And obviously Allah gave man the intellect and the capacity to understand the Kitab. And then those that violated the laws of Allah, those who opposed the laws of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had revealed the concept of going out in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, fi sabilillah, in jihad, etc. But that is not the only reason why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had sent down the hadith, the iron and the steel. But Allah says, وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ, and for many benefits for mankind, and that will be the benefits that we see in industry, etc. وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ وَرُسُلَهُ بِالْغَيْبِ, and so that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will show who are those people or who is that person that assists the deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and assists the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. Allah has knowledge of all this from before, who will actively participate in upholding the law and the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has the knowledge from before, who will accept the rules of Allah, who will reject the rules of Allah, who will oppose the rules of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also wanted to show mankind who are the pious servants of Allah, who are those that accept and who are those that reject. And then who are those that will assist the deen of Allah? Who will be those who assist the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam bil ghaib, without seeing anything of the unseen? They have readily accepted from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Inna Allah qawiyun, certainly Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is almighty, aziz, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is most high. And Allah Rabbul Izzat does not need the intervention of man to propagate the deen of Allah, but Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala does it because of Allah's kindness towards us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.